reconvening the meeting here. Agenda item number 18, request for a public hearing pertaining to the catching of eels.
All right, I'll try to keep it moving along for you guys.
Thank you.
I'm Andy Allen, and this is a request for public hearing, proposed amendment to Chapter 500 pertaining to the catching of eels, comply with Interstate Fishery Management Plan for American Eels. American eels managed under ASMFC coastwide. There was a benchmark stock assessment in 2012 that found that American eels in the U.S. waters are depleted. There are no reference points, biological reference points, so overfishing can't be determined, but it has been noted that current fishing effort might be too high. This depleted status also led to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to consider listing American eel under the Endangered Species Act. We'll know the results of that listing September of next year. So in response to that depleted status and the consideration that it might be listed as an endangered species, ASMFC Management Board moved forward with Addendum 3 with the goal of reducing mortality and increasing conservation across all life stages. Addendum 3 actually contained a lot of options, so it got split to Addendum 3 and Addendum 4. They could still move forward with Addendum 3. Addendum 3 was approved in August of last year. All states were required to implement those measures by January 1, 2014. So in December last year, you guys voted to make those amendments in order to comply with Addendum 3. Addendum 4 is being heard this week at the ASMFC meeting where Rob is, so we don't have the final results of that yet. One part of Addendum 3 that was not put in place yet states that any state or jurisdiction with a commercial yellow eel fishery is required to implement a trip-level reporting system for both dealer and harvester reporting. Virginia already has a trip-level harvester reporting in place with our mandatory reporting program. So Virginia will need to implement a commercial yellow eel fishery with dealer reporting by January 1, 2015. So with that, staff recommends advertising for a December 9, 2014 public hearing for proposed amendments pertaining to the catching of eels to comply with the management requirements of ASMFC Interstate Fishery Management Plan for American Eel, to include but not limited to establishing a buyer reporting, to establish the establishment of buyer reporting and permitting requirements for those individuals who purchase and retail American eels.
So long and short of it here is that you need to request for a public hearing now here so we can have a public hearing in December here to enact whatever is passed at the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission.
This is the remains from Addendum 3. All parts of Addendum 3 were put in place January 1, 2014, but the board pushed back the buyer reporting requirement just to give all the states some more time to get it in line. So that last part of Addendum 3 is what's being put in place. We don't have the final results of Addendum 4 yet. This is mostly just for Addendum 3.
Okay.
Motion to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Erskine.
Second.
Second by Ms. Haney. Any discussion?
Is there a question? I see it's a limit here to individual. How about commercial? Is there a limit to the...
A possession limit?
Yeah.
There is no commercial possession limit.
No commercial limit.
Not at this time.
Great.
On the matters before the commission, we have a motion by Mr. Erskine and a second by Ms. Haney. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. The motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.